Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Preacher boy.
Preacher.
Mr. Ricky Monroe.
What up, Rick?
Here let y'all know there ain't nobody scared of the devil.
Yeah.
Listen, 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says that God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Okay.
But of power.
Love.
In a sound mind.
Alright.
So with that, we declare this. Hey,
ain't nobody scared of the devil. God died and rose 3 days later, so ain't nobody scared of the devil.
The devil's plotting hard on me, and he praying that I slip, but I won't slip, and I won't fall, but I can't fall. With a God like mine, I can't fall. Big K's like a pit bull, let me out him. Ain't nobody scared of the devil, and I walk through the valley with my chest out wide, cause I feel no man, and I pray only to God, cause it was just a few months ago, when a brother didn't have a soul. Should've been scared, I was looking at the face of the devil, but I was ready for war, been ready. Could've been in the grave, could've been behind bars. Or a statistic, but I am not a statistic or a misfit, trying to fit in with society, cause society is biased. Come to the man that supplies it, come to the man that supplies it, come to the man. Thanks to the Lord and the Lord only, cause he was there when my money got a little funny. And friends turn to enemies, and they still wanna be a friend of me. Go watch, I'm blinging. Material things, don't need them. I'm in the back of the trap, preaching those who don't go to church, but still, yeah, trying to save as many souls as possible. Scared of the devil? Nah, forget that. I ain't never scared. Since day one, I ain't been never scared.
Ain't nobody scared of the devil.
My praise is a weapon, yeah, I'm ready for whatever. Times I've been down, couldn't see no leper. God picked me up, cause he knew me better. Been a lot of storms, I'm stuck in the weather. Steady trying to walk, can't shake this pressure. Chains of oppression around my neck like a sweater. I work for his name, and see my breath. And I rep that cross, that G, that O, that D. Why the world can't get like me? I do it for his name, now my name in the streets is all about Jesus, son of a king. Calling my El Shaddai, such a friend of mine. Praise walking through the speaker's crunch time. It's been a long time coming, but I made it out. By grace, grace, mercy, I rap. My father, the author, creator of all. I'm desperately seeking his face, walking by faith. So if I shift all his grace, I know he will cleanse every stain, break every chain, remove the hurt and the pain. Offer the love of his praise, rose from the dead with the key to the grave. Lifting our hands and together we pray, like in Jesus Christ who got victory. No enemy can't stop it, though a lot of trials seem to keep coming. Gotta endure the race and I'm running, not to the swift nor to the strongest, but to the one that stand on his promise. He loved me first, gotta pay homage. In his will, still I'm astonished.
Ain't nobody scared of the devil. 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 God died and rose 3 days later, so ain't nobody scared of the devil.
Resurrection, conquer death and such a blessing, wash away my sins. He is so glorious, walk by faith and truly trust. When he leaves victorious, all things new through him for us. Even when I fell for the trick of the enemy, God spared me, conquer death and from myself, lift me up when my head fell. Fly me from death, would have went to hell. Comforting me when it seems too hard for me to deal. God is the true definition of real.
This is your track today.
Ain't nobody scared of the devil.
Yeah, who's scared? You know what I'm talking about? Who's scared? Ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody scared of the devil. Yeah, we up in here, man. What's crackalating? You're now tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. You know what I'm talking about? We up in here for sure, man. Today's topic. Let's get to it, man. Today's topic, man. Today's topic, the face of Satan. The face of Satan. What are they talking about? Why? What? The face of Satan. Yeah, we got to identify the face of Satan so you'll know what he looked like the next time you see him. You know what I mean? So you'll know how to fight that, against that. You know what I'm saying? Because believe it or not, Satan is against you. You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real. He is against you. He is against everybody. He's against God. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, so we're going to identify him. You know what I mean? So don't get scared. Just tune in and listen. The main verse for the day is John 10 and 10. John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse. Satan is the already defeated foe. You know what I'm talking about? I repeat, Satan is the already defeated foe. One more time. Satan is the already defeated foe. Now go run and tell that. You know what I'm talking about? Run and tell that. Jesus is Lord. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Before we jump into it, we're going to open up with prayer. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to come before you and your people. Father, I pray that you would just come into the broadcast, lead us and guide us, water the seed that we'll be planting today. We now decrease so that you may increase in us. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Please get the glory from this broadcast, and please be pleased with our praise. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against all evil. We will shine a light on them demons. So, Father, let your will be done. Help us to expose the truth by shining a light on the lies. In Jesus' name I pray. Now, thank you. Amen. Jill! We up in here. Young G, as long as God did it to me. Can you check in, Mike? Check one time. I know you told me you'd be multitasking. Mike, check.
1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah.
Right. I'm in the video.
Live and direct, man. I'm cooling, man, out here with these kids, man. I'm finna have to change locations, man. You know what I mean? It's a lot of noise going on in my background. Give me a few minutes.
Okay.
I'm gonna change my geographic location.
That's what it is. For sure. Yes, sir. Just wanted you to check in right quick. Yes, sir. We up in here, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Again, shouts out, much love to all those that's listening, man. Tell your folks, man. Tell your friends, tell your family, man. Google search When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. You know what I mean? We like the first four or five things that come up. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We ain't hard to find. You know what I mean? If that's too hard for you, then you can go to this right here. Remember, these are letters right here. KOBGMG.com. KOBGMG.com. You know what I'm saying? That's Kings Ordained by God Music Group. You know what I mean? .com, man. Check us out, man. You know what I mean? Y'all want to support what we do, man. You know what I mean? Show into the ministry, man. We got books on deck. We got CDs on deck. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. We're going to keep representing, you know what I mean, to the full and for the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So let's jump into today's topic, man. You know what I mean? The face of Satan, man. Yeah, ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody. You know, get this Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? That's for real, man. So, yeah. Where we at? So let's jump on into it, man. Today's topic, the face of Satan. The face of Satan. Got to know what your enemy looks like. You know what I mean? So you'll know the fight against him. And I'm going to tell you like this. You are stronger than your enemy. Well, not you by yourself. You plus Christ equals more than conqueror. You know what I mean? You plus Christ equals, you know, greater than Satan. You know what I'm saying? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So you plus Christ, greater than Satan. You by yourself, Satan going to steal from you. He going to kill everything about you, your life or whatever, and he going to destroy. You know what I'm saying? Everything about you. Right? He going to kill you, destroy you, if you try to fight him by yourself. But when you're with Christ, you know what I mean, you're obeying God, submitting to God, and resisting the devil, oh, yeah, he going to stay defeated. You know what I mean? And that's for real. So let's jump off with the first scripture, man. John 10:10. We're going to jump off just like this. Jump it off. John 10:10. Yeah, we identify as Satan, man. Y'all, yeah, you want to know what he looked like? Yeah, you're going to learn today. John 10:10. Again, shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. And we got scriptures on deck. But as always, we encourage everybody to get into the whole Word of God for yourself. You know what I mean? Forget what you heard. Get into the Word of God for yourself. When you get into the Word of God, search for the truth. Don't let just because I can't understand it, don't let that discourage you. You know what I'm saying? God right there, he want to know if you want to know the truth. So if you want to know the truth, you're going to stay in that thing because he'll reveal it to you. You know what I mean? And Psalms is one of the very most easiest books, I believe, that you can understand. You know what I mean? So that's a good place to start in your word. You know what I mean? So John 10:10. It says, the thief, we're looking at the face of Satan now, okay? The thief, that's one of the first things we're looking at. The thief, he's a thief, okay? Satan, he's a thief. Thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's the only reason Satan come around, to steal from you, to kill you, and to destroy your life. Right? Jesus says, I have come that they may have life, though. Mm-hmm. He's going to give you life. But Satan got people to think that Jesus is the one going to ruin your life and Satan going to let you enjoy your life. Man, come on, man. You better stop letting Satan fool you. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life. That's what Jesus says. And that they may have it more abundantly. Look, he's going to give you life, and he's going to give you life in more abundance, meaning let you enjoy everything there is to enjoy about life, the life that's found in Christ. Verse 11 from John 10 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. All right? So Jesus sacrificed for you, but Satan will sacrifice you. I repeat, Jesus sacrifices for you. Mm-hmm. Satan will sacrifice you. You know what I mean? If you let him, all right? So he come to steal, kill, and destroy your true everlasting life. Remember that. Yeah, that's what his main aim is. He's coming to steal, kill, and destroy your true everlasting life. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and nip this in the bud right now. Let's look at domination. You know what I'm saying? Let's nip it in the bud. Domination and dominion. It's a thin line. You know what I mean? So domination is control or power over another or others. This is what domination is. Control or power over another or others. The exercise of such control or power is really the abuse of such control or power, and that equals Satan. You know what I mean? You know, you see people that, you know, it's people be doing this too. You know what I mean? They get, you know, certain positions and then, they, you know, they let the position go to their head. They change who they are. They want to control folks. They want to do it. Yeah, that's domination, man. All right, now God did create us. On the flip side of that is dominion. Now he created us to have dominion. You know what I mean? Control or the exercise of control used unselfishly. That's what dominion is. Dominion is more sovereignty. It's control and power, you know, the exercise of control used unselfishly. Now, domination is used efficiently. Dominion is control or the exercise of control used unselfishly. That's dominion, wow. Unselfishly, and that's what God created us for. Yeah, it benefits all. It benefits everybody. That's dominion, man. It's sovereign because God is not selfish. He's selfless. Created the whole earth for us. You know what I mean? Everything on it for us. Now, it ain't his fault that, you know, people are trying to dominate. Because we're going to get into it. We're looking at the face of Satan. We're going to let you know why people are trying to dominate and let you know that people are not your enemy, even though they may act like
Satan. Absolutely.
Even though they may look like you might think they're your enemy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They might be opposing you, but it's the devil that's really your enemy and their enemy. And he's God's enemy as well. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Show
we're going to show them how to
We're going to show them how to identify the face today, King. You know what I mean?
That's right.
We're going to take them a little bit beyond the veil. And when I say beyond the veil, I don't mean in the traditional church sense or nothing like that. All I mean is that we're about to just kind of, you know, flip the shutters open a little bit. You know what I mean? Take the cover off your eyes. Take the blindfold from over your eyes. We're going to untie it right now from behind the back of your head, because we gonna untie it. You understand what I'm saying? And we're about to open up the passageway of vision, because where there is no vision, what can we accomplish with no vision?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, because can't nobody see. So we're going to open the passageway to a clear sight today, and we're going to show you how to identify not the physical face of appearance, but the real face of a man, the real face of a person, the real essence, so to speak. So, you know, we ain't going to give it out to you right now. You're going to have to stay tuned in if you want to know more, man, because if we give it to y'all now, you're going to dip, and you ain't going to come back. So we got to feed you so you can go out and feed somebody else, man. So if you want to eat, hey, man, we in the kitchen. We cooking, man. You know what I mean? When hip-hop meets the price, you know.
Up in here. That's what I'm talking about, man. So, yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing and contrasting domination and dominion, God created us to have dominion, but Satan trying to go through the world dominating the land. You know what I'm saying? We finna get all the way into this thing, for real, man. You know what I'm saying? But let's look at dominion and domination some more before we move on. Domination is selfish. It revolves around Satan, you know what I mean? It's all about us, this domination now.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking over like militant, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's controlled. It prefers itself. That's all falls under domination. Selfish, Satan, all about us, take over, militant, controlled. Prefer self. What's up, Sean?
I'm saying, home. You just hitting it, bro. You hitting the nail on the head, because I'm listening to these definitions and I'm wondering in the back of my mind. Well, actually, it's in the front and the back of my mind and on both sides.
All right.
I'm wondering how many of us, because we like to point the fingers at other people, and we rarely take the time to realize that as we pointing at one or two fingers, if you're pointing the index and the thumb, you still got three fingers pointed back at you. So I wonder how many of us actually take the time to find out what the definition of these words actually are.
Mm-hmm.
That's puzzling.
Mm-hmm.
How can you fight an enemy you can't see? Oh, we're going to expose the face today. Stay tuned in. Give me that definition one more time, King, as you're teaching me.
Yes, sir. Domination is control or power over another or others. The exercise
domination.
Of control or power.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, control, that's what domination is. Yeah, controlling others.
So
it's selfish.
Different.
Yeah.
Wow. So
it's like takeover,
dominion.
Militant. Yeah.
Okay. So
dominion
is what God gives us. That's what God grants us, right?
Created us to have dominion.
And dominion is dominion is purely a selfless act, meaning it's all about selfless
shared
activities. Control
is about sharing.
Now domination, on the other hand, whoa.
Right.
That's a whole nother ball game. I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're going to identify the face of Satan while staying focused on the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? Watch this. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Dominion, though. Here goes dominion right here, okay? Dominion, by definition, is control or the exercise of control used unselfishly, though. That's the difference between those. They both are control and power, but one is used selfishly. That's domination. The other one is used unselfishly. That's dominion, and that's what God created us for. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So dominion is shared. It's shared. It's all about sharing. It's selfless. It's all about God. You know what I'm saying? It is God. Dominion. That's what he created us for. And guess what? Dominion can be reclaimed through love. It's finna get real good. It's finna get real good, bro.
Wait a minute.
Yes,
so if we're being victimized by domination as opposed to sharing in dominion, then basically you're teaching me that this is an injustice, right? You're showing me you're showing me written documental facts that proves injustice, basically, right?
Right.
So if you understand, let him that have ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, meaning to the body of Father God. You understand me? We've been victims of domination as opposed to being heirs of dominion. Y'all catch the difference? Dominion is the definite contrast to domination. Come on, King, teach us the difference between the two. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Dominion, that's what God created us for. And see, like I said, the devil trying to go through and dominate because he tricked us, you know, out of our relationship with God. We finna get all the way into it, but I just had to put these two out here. And that's why I'm on this. Dominion can be reclaimed through love, because right now Satan's claiming it. He claiming dominion. That's why he's trying to go out here and dominate. You know what I'm saying? But it can be reclaimed through love. The Bible tells us to overcome evil with good. You put a D in front of evil, you put a D in front of evil, you get devil. You take an O out of good, you get God. In other words, overcome the devil with God. You know what I'm talking about? Everything good, God. Everything evil, Satan. All right? We're finna get to it. All right? So dominion is free will. Like I said, domination is controlled. Dominion is free will. God gave you a free will. Domination, the devil want to control you. Want to control your free will. You see what I'm saying? Dominion prefers others. The Bible tells us to esteem others higher than yourself. That's dominion. All right? Domination prefers self. Selfish. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Yes,
all
sir. So God
created us. I got to get his money. I got to get this money, boy. I got to get this money. I ain't worried about you, fool. You owe me $100, boy. Hey, you owe me $200, boy. Hey, I'm going to peel your wig back, boy. I'm going to peel your wig back. Why? Because you owe me $100. You owe me $100. Why? So I need to take domination. Huh? I'm going to dominate you. Huh? I'm about to take your life for $200 million. Let's think about it, y'all. We taking off the blindfolds. That sounds like domination. That sounds like domination, because if we inherited dominion, King, I'm sorry, I had to get in there. You know what I mean? If we inheriting dominion, which is selfless, then guess what? You owe me $100. You owe me $200. I tell you what, don't even worry about it. Take that $100. Take that $200. Give it to somebody else that can't pay it back. Why? Why? Because if I got, in order for me to listen, everybody always like to quote the part of the scripture traditionally, like, if you ask, you can receive. True enough. But what about what it says about those that have? Not just have, but have in abundance, meaning more than enough. Meaning you got enough for you in your house, and you got enough for somebody else in their house. It say give, and it shall be given back to you, the measure. If you ain't got no money, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but what I do, God, I give it freely. You getting this word of God. You getting knowledge, wisdom, and understanding today. Come on, King.
And it'll make you rich. I'm talking about it'll make you a kind of rich that you can't even buy. You know what I'm saying? You can't even get off of this earth. You know what I'm talking about?
Blessings of God make rich and add no sorrow.
Boy, you better say that. That's what I'm talking about.
Add no sorrow.
One more time.
Blessings of God make it rich and add no sorrow.
Hallelujah.
One more for your mind. The blessings of God make it rich and add no sorrow. This still, when hip hop meets the Christ, what we doing, King?
Deal.
Exposing. Exposing what?
Yes, sir.
The face of Satan. Oh, you ain't thinking of the face? Nah, we ain't talking about horns and monsters. Nah, we're talking about realistic, practical, in your face today. Yeah. I think they're interested now.
Let's go ahead and crank it on up, man. Let's crank it on up. Somebody, let's go on up there. Let's go on up there, up the hill, and start rolling on down. You know what I'm talking about? So let's crank it up.
Right,
see, God created us. God created us to have dominion over the works of his hands on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's your God-given right. Remember, you got to reclaim this back. You got to reclaim dominion back because Satan tricked us. You know what I'm saying? Going all the way back to the Garden of Eden, and we about to look at that in a minute. But God created us to have dominion over the works of his hands. After he made everything on this earth, he said it was good. You know what I'm saying? So God did not create us to dominate and outdo each other.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure this thing on. Yeah, yeah. Okay. God did not create us to dominate. He did not create us to dominate and outdo each other. You don't supposed to be dominating nobody else, and you don't supposed to be in competition with nobody else. Outdo yourself.
Wow.
That's what God does. He outdoes himself. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, dominate yourself. Control yourself. How you going to control others if you can't even control yourself? I said we finna go up the hill and then start going down it. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Roller coaster with it. All right? So this is what Satan looks like. I know y'all are like, man, you know, I'm ready to see what he looks like. Y'all telling me something. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up in a nutshell, but this ain't it. But I'm going to wrap it up in a nutshell right quick. This is what Satan looks like. First thing, evil. We already looked at he's a thief. Every time he come around, he come in to steal, kill, and destroy. Not blessed.
Steal, kill, and destroy. He's going to take something.
Right. Right.
He's going to take something.
So he looks like evil. I told you, put a D in front of evil with that spell. All right? Satan looks like wickedness. Mm-hmm. You know, wicked. This is what he looks like. Looks like a liar, man. You know what I'm saying? What a liar look like. Somebody that always tell a lie, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Keep on fooling me. Yeah, that's a liar. Keep on fooling. All right? And that being a liar, that's a deceiver, too. They'll trick you. Mm-hmm. This is what Satan looks like. Immoral. Everything that's against God. That's what Satan looks like. If we making it real plain, no excuses, get this Jesus today. Yes, everything that's against God, which is equal to immorality. That's what Satan looks like. Look at the world. You know what I'm saying? Look at it. Look at the shape it's in. Is it glorifying God or is it trying to kick God out of everything? Mm-hmm. This is what Satan looks like. Lifeless. Lifeless. No life. That's death, right? Lifeless, that's death. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's what he looks like. You know what I'm saying? You was created to live. All right? All right, here goes some more stuff. These are my favorite four things right here. This is what Satan looks like. He looks like he's doomed, because he is doomed by God Almighty. Destroyed. Mm-hmm. Demolished. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And defeated. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. I like that. Satan is doomed. He looks like he's doomed. He's destroyed. He's demolished. And he's defeated all by God Almighty. You know what I'm saying? So we expose him. We don't glorify Satan over here. We stand on top of Satan. We overcomers. You know what I'm saying? We overstand. You know what I'm saying? We understand God. Therefore, we can overstand on top of Satan, even though he tried to go and dominate. But we about to reclaim dominion back through God's love. You know what I'm saying? Because God is love. You know what I'm saying? So this is what he looks like. This is what Satan looks like. Evil, wicked, liar, deceiver, immoral. That's anything that goes against God. Lifeless, doomed, destroyed, demolished, and defeated. Oh, yeah, this broadcast ain't even came over here to give him no props. Come here to tear him down. You know what I'm saying? All the way. All right? So Satan comes to steal. Remember this. Steal from you. Kill you. And destroy you. You know what I'm saying? Comes to steal, kill, and destroy your life that is only found in Christ. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. He don't want you to know him. You know what I mean? He don't want you to know Jesus. So he come to steal, kill, and destroy your life that's in Christ. He put religion out there. He put, atheism, whatever, you know, every kind of distraction and whatever to help you look at Christ wrong. He put that out there. You know what I'm saying? But we come to push Satan back. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. So he come to steal, kill, and destroy your life in Christ and your relationship with God. That's why he hates you. We finna make it real plain. Look at Adam. Satan came after God had made everything on the earth for Adam. And look at Adam as being all humans. Adam and Eve representing all humans. So, yeah, Satan came after God had made everything on the earth for all the humans. And then he destroyed Adam's, or should I say humans, relationship with God, his creator. Y'all see that? Come to steal, kill, and destroy. Come after God done made everything for you. You know what I'm saying? All humans, yes. Then he destroyed all humans' relationship with God, our creator. So after the after Satan destroyed your relationship with God, looking, we're going to look at Adam, you know what I'm saying, to make it as plain as we can. You know what I mean? And I want you to make it personal. That's what we're doing. After Satan destroyed your, or Adam, or all humans' relationship with God, he stole your rights and your dominion over the earth, which God created for you, humans. Yeah. After Satan destroyed your relationship with God, he then stole your rights and dominion over the earth, which God created for you. Yeah. When he did this, he went out to dominate the earth and kill all human life on the earth. Yeah, and that's where we at now. Still trying to kill all human life on earth. I mean, who convinced these folks that it's the earth is too much, it's 90% too overpopulated? You know what I'm saying? Who convinced them? Satan? The face of Satan, yeah. Yeah, we about
that's
to slap
thinking
the
in itself,
fire.
Man.
Yes, sir. We about to slap fire on Satan. You know what I'm saying?
That's thinking in itself.
Mm-hmm. You could go and expound on the record. We about to jump into a song. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I want to say that, like you said, you know, for you to feel as if you are entitled to something that existed prior to your existence is not just an act of selflessness, but it's an act of terrorism in itself. You know, it's an act in terrorism because you aim to dominate, not just dominate this entire planet, but you plan to dominate the entire population of not just animals and birds in the air and fish in the sea, but you are actually exercising domination over live, breathing people.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to feel as though it's your decision to decide who lives or who dies, or your decision to decide who flourishes and who prospers, or who struggles, or so to speak, or it is your decision to decide who is the premier being, or who is the superior or inferior being. For you to even adapt the mentality of a feeling of superiority to those who are equal, if not even greater.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to acknowledge the fact that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So we have to decipher to you and the world. Why is there a distinction or a difference made between the you and the world? Why is there always a distinction between the church and the world? Why is there always a distinction between God and evil, good and bad? Why is there always a distinct differentiation between the two? Well, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world simply applies to the powers. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, according to Ephesians 6 and 12, King. But we wrestle against principalities and spiritual wickednesses in high places. Principalities, you know what I mean? In high places. And we have to, first of all, you have to close your eyes in order to identify those spiritual wickednesses in high places, because you can't look at it with the two eyes that's in front of your face, because all that is a mirror image. You understand what I'm saying? You have to access a different vision. You have to go past the normal vision. In order to do what you've never done, or in order to learn what you've never learned, guess what? You have to go further than you've gone. You have to read what you haven't read. You have to aim to understand, because the information without understanding is not knowledge. It's just information. But once you have understanding of that information, and then you have wisdom of how to apply that information, now you have some knowledge. My people perish for their lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Knowledge, I like to say, knowledge represents the fact that there is no ledge that you can stand on, because you know by way of wisdom you can figure out a solution to the problem. Now, we were taught to place more emphasis on our problems. Remember, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Our world of problems are we're able to see from the physical eye. We're able to see the bills that we can't afford to pay. We're able to see the household issues, the trust issues that we were taught to have, by the way, because that distrust is not a natural characteristic. It is a learned behavior. And we have to know that we were taught to think a certain way. We were not taught that we have the ability to access the entire use of the human brain, which is the source of retaining the information that we learn to understand and apply, which becomes knowledge and wisdom. What's up, King?
King, hey, we got three phone calls, you know what I'm saying?
Where they at? Where they at?
Yeah, we're going to just bring on in here, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, first one, let's see who we got.
Let's see. I know this Wanda. What up, Wanda?
Hey, what's there, what's going on? Hey there, what's going on, y'all? I'm well, all is well. I was listening in, and of course, you know, I had to tune in and let you know God is. And I'm listening to everything that's being said, and I want to make a comment about dominion. Dominion is given, was given from the beginning by God. And what's happened is, as you said, Satan is a trickery. He's a deceiver. He's doomed. So he's blocked people's thinking. It starts in your mind. You have to, as Genesis said, you have to have knowledge of God. You have to have knowledge of Jesus. So you can have dominion. Because if you don't know Jesus, you can't have no power. Mm-hmm. And what Satan has done is he has covered people's eyes, so you can't see. And when I say covered your eyes is really inside your mind, because you can't walk by sight; you walk by faith.
There you go.
And so people think that, you know, what they see is reality. Well, really, reality is inside you.
Yeah, there we go.
Man,
and so when
the kingdom of God is within you.
That's right.
It's stronger.
So it comes out through the inside, not what you see on the outside, but through the inside.
Yes.
So if you can see him on the inside of you, if you can think about his ways on the inside of you, then you're able to have dominion over the powers that's outside of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All those demons and stuff that's floating around, you'll have dominion over that. You won't be part of the world, because you know how to rule over that. And when I say rule over that, you have power over the world. You have power. God is in you. Jesus is greater than he that's in me. So if he's inside you, if you see him inside you, if you know that he is there in your heart, in your thoughts, in your mind, if you're getting the knowledge, you're reading the word, and you're studying, and you're doing what you know Jesus would want you to do, helping people, being selfless, you know, then you have power over all these things that's going to affect you in the world.
That's right.
Because we are in the world. Mm-hmm. We're just not of the world. So we can't allow our thinking and our inner spirit to be dominated by these evil demons floating around in the world.
Right. We can't
so
be affected by the world. Right,
that's
we can't allow the world to affect us, but we need to go affect the world. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Well, he'll pop me to Christ. Hold on. Let me go on to the next caller. 404-246. 404-990, we're coming to you. Hold on. 404-246. You're on live with Hip Hop Meets the Christ. It's cracking.
What it is? Who it is?
Good morning, Bill Park. Preacher boy.
What's up, Preacher boy?
Hello?
Ain't nobody scared of the devil.
What's up,
ain't
man?
Ain't nobody scared of the devil.
Piggyback off what everybody said. We walk by faith and we walk by sight. I mean, we walk by faith and not by sight.
Just
wake up. We walk by faith and not by sight. With that being said, we live in a time where everything is seen, everything is talked about, everything is heard. People got to see it to believe it. People got to hear it to know it's real. People got to see it to know it's true. That's one of the biggest problems we got with our believers nowadays. Everybody want to see this. Everybody want to feel this. Everybody want to, if they don't see it and you don't show them right, they want that quick fix, basically.
Right.
They want that
quick fix.
But that's the devil come in with that temptation and give them that quick fix. Oh, you want to see how fame feels? I'm about to show you. You want to see how it feels to have money? I'm about to show you. You want to see how it feels to have all the friends, all the girls you want? I'm going to show you. And that's what it is. That's what how y'all was saying earlier, how the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's how he could do it. He by tempting us by with lust and all this stuff. And we see these things and we want them. Oh, he got cars and rims on and all that. Oh, I want that. Let me go for it. And fall victim to that stuff sometimes. We as saints, because it starts with us. We are the forerunners of this thing. God sent us here.
Amen.
He created us for his purpose.
Right.
When, like how you were saying earlier, when God kicked the devil out, it was a void left. And he had to fill that void of worship with someone that would worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
And he said, okay, let me go make someone in my image. Not the world image, not the one who kicked out image. He said, let me go make someone in my image that will be like me, that will love like me, that will trust like me, that will heal like me. Do things like him.
See,
that's what I think people don't understand. We got the same power that our Father got.
Mm-hmm.
We have the power by faith. We have the power to walk on water, to heal people, to raise people from the dead. We have that same power that God has. And it's not preach for 30 years? Oh, I gotta go to 29 classes and speak in tongues for 30 years and do this? No.
Right. Come on,
all you gotta do is
believe. Right.
This ain't no, I got to do this for the rest of my life and then this will start happening. No, if you believe in an instant, just that quick, with the faith of a mustard seed. See, and then that's another thing. When people say the faith of a mustard seed, people think size. See, a mustard seed is a grain, a seed, where you put, and whatever it's around, it will grow what is around.
Okay, then.
If you put a mustard seed by orange plant, it's going to start to grow orange plants. If you put a mustard seed by a watermelon field, it's going to start to grow watermelon fields. That's a mustard seed. That's why I love my grandma. I thank God for my grandma having me all in these peanut fields and teaching me about this stuff.
She was teaching me about
my faith and everything. I miss her doing that. And here go another thing. See, hold on again. Let me catch myself. Hold on. When God
said, it's a preacher, y'all. It's the preacher.
He said, break every yoke. This is what a yoke is. A yoke was a something they put around two cow necks to hold them in line when they were plying the field so they couldn't get away from each other. See, did you know that God said he would make us evenly yoked? Not uneven.
That's right.
But then he also said he will break every yoke. He will break the strongholds that are around your neck. He will break the lust. He will break the temptation. All you got to do is believe. See, the devil can always get to your head. But he can never touch your heart because that's where God is.
Okay.
How can he get to your heart where God is? The devil can't get to where God kicked him out of.
That's right.
God kicked him out of heaven. Heaven lies in our heart.
Okay.
Faith lies in our heart. Faith is not something you have in your head. Love is not something that's in your head. Love is something that's in your heart.
That's what I'm talking about, preacher.
And once you get that, It's amazing, and see this what Peter, let me tell you about. I'm gonna tell you about me, because I can teach you about all this stuff and talk about all this stuff. I was in church my whole life. My father was a pastor. When he passed away, I was like, okay, I'm free. You know, I allowed the devil. Ain't no, the devil put a gun in my head and he made me. I allowed him, because the devil only has the power that you allow him to have. So I allowed him to get to my head. I allowed him to tell me, oh, you free now. You can do this. You can go to the club. You can drink. You can smoke. You can do this. But God said, I got bigger plans for you. I got bigger plans for you. To go through all this, I got bigger plans for you. You're going to tell this testimony to the world, and you're going to save souls with this. You're going to show people who I am. And that's the same power that everybody on this phone call got, everybody that's tuning into this broadcast got. You don't got no iffy power, oh, I might do it, or he the bishop, I can't do it like him, you know, he been preaching all his life. You got that same type power to do everything that God did Jesus did, tell people walk on water, and all you got to do is believe. Because, like, what you said when I first got on the phone, ain't nobody scared of the devil. 2 Timothy 1:7 says,
let
him know. He ain't give us no spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. A sound mind.
For sure. Hey, preacher boy, hold on, hold the phone, man. We got another caller. I don't want nobody to hang up. You know what I'm saying? Caller from 404-990. We finally got to you. Appreciate you holding.
Yes.
What's cracking?
Good morning, everybody.
In the building,
man.
Yes, sir.
Everything is good. Everything is good. Everything is good. But I want to piggyback, preacher man.
Come on, King. Yes, sir.
He said something that I really like. Yes, sir, King. Yes, sir. But, preacher man, me and you the same thing, yeah. Doc. You know what I'm saying? Preacher son, living out there. We was out there in the world. We did this. We did that. We allowed the devil to, to give us this, to give us that, especially if we didn't have it. Especially if we think about it, next thing we know, the devil give it to us. But we allow that. And I like that what you said, too, bro. We allow that. Because a lot of folks always say, man, the devil did this. No, the devil didn't do nothing. We did that. We can't blame everything on the devil.
Now you're talking, King.
Oh, no. But I like how you said that, bro. But, but, yeah, I appreciate that, y'all, you know, listening to y'all and all this good, all this good nugget.
Yes,
good
sir.
Nugget. I'm giving y'all. But
I'm going to get you going, fool, partner.
Yes, sir. but y'all know me, but, you know, I love the Lord, and I believe in my prayers, and I know sometimes we get sideswiped, we get bamboozled, we get led astray. But the Bible says what? Believe. If we believe in our prayer, if we believe in our prayer, I know that God going to make a way.
All right, sir. Yes,
we will.
We hear you, Prophet King.
We just have to stop having that negativity. Stay away from garbage. Stay away from garbage. If you allow garbage to come in, that means you're a garbage man.
True. I
like that. Make it play.
You know. But real talk, stay away from negativity. That's for all my listeners out there. Stay away from negativity. Man. You've been wondering why things ain't working out, including me, you know. That's because we still stepping in doo-doo. Get out the doo-doo. And see, if we learn how to clean ourselves up, if we allow God to clean us up, we'll be a brand new person. We'll be a brand new person.
Amen.
My God. But, but I really did enjoy that, you know what I'm saying, from you, preacher man, and from you, too, Genesis, from you, too, my sister. I enjoyed y'all, and so, you know, I'm going to be on the phone listening, you know. But if y'all need a word, believe me, I have my amplifier right in my
ear.
And I got my door wide open because I'm ready.
Ready to preach. Yes, sir.
Everybody came to the day.
Appreciate you calling in, man. Appreciate you tuning in and keep that amplified ready, bro. You know what I'm talking about? Cause you know we got scriptures on deck. You know what I'm talking about? This is when hip hop meets the Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. We be right back, man, in a minute. Like my homeboy over there just said, man, let God fix you up. This is Andy Man. He could fix more things than a handyman. You know what I'm talking about? Andy Man by B.Y. We'll be right back in a minute.
Yeah. I know somebody who's the quicker fixer-upper.
Andy Man is sweeter than Candyland. He can can fix more things than a handyman. Andy man is sweeter than Candyland. He can fix more things than a handyman. So just let him work on ya.
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 He can fix more things than a handyman. Some call him the doctor, call him the teacher, call him the prophet, call him the preacher, call him the healer of everything weaker. Jesus, call him for all of his features. Capital J-E, S to the U curve. Words of wisdom expressed in a new verb. Call action, the rest I threw to the curb. Now I follow the best and the superb. He's better than the rest. I told you before that I just ain't settling for less. You can call him the operator. He'll fix you, bless you, protect you, and block the hater. Why they think they can stop the savior? How stupid. Think they can block the maker? How foolish. In God's army, I'm one of his recruiters. The word of God is quicker than a sharpshooter.
Andy man is sweeter than Candyland. He can fix more things than a handyman. Andy man is sweeter than Candyland. He can fix more things than a handyman. So just let him work on ya. Just let him work on ya.
Just let him work on ya.
Just let him work on ya.
Let him work on ya.
Let him work on ya.
He can fix more things than a handyman. Let me talk to the center man. The handyman to make you a winner man. Make you begin again. He'll fix you up and make you a better man. Sweeter than cinnamon. Nice like a gentleman. Make you repent again. I ain't perfect, but he forgives me. Just in case I sin again. And he can do the same thing to anyone who calls on his main name. Yeah, I think you already know it. Don't question his love, he already showed it. Why you think he died on the cross? Cause he died for the lost. So you and I can help God for the boss. See, holiness is better than perfection. He gives you wisdom, so you can choose better in direction, better in selection. Satan threw a pass of evil, but Christ made it an exception.
Andy man is sweeter than Candyland. He can fix more things than a handyman. Andy man is sweeter than Candyland.
That's right.
He can fix more things than a handyman.
Come on.
Just let him work.
Please come with me. Please come quick so the thieves won't get me. Thieves run swiftly. And I know that you're the handyman. So please come fix me. The enemies done bit me. Call my sins. Oh, handyman, please come fix me. I lost my power. Things around me's broken. I need a quick fix from your word that was spoken. I heard of a token. But your ways are more valuable. They cleaner than water and soaping.
That's right.
Now I know what to put my hope in. Handyman knows how to fix what is broken.
Andy man is sweeter than Candyland. He can fix more things than a handyman. Andy man is sweeter than Candyland.
He
can fix more things than a handyman.
Come on.
Just let him work on ya.
Just let him work on ya.
Just let him work on ya.
Let him work on ya.
Just let him work on ya.
Let him work on ya.
Just let him work on ya.
He can fix more things than a handyman.
Andy man is sweeter than Candyland. He can fix more things than a handyman. Andy man is sweeter than Candyland.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I ain't perfect, but he forgives me just in case I sin again. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We talking about his grace. That's his grace, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. We don't deserve it. So you know what? We don't deserve it. We be doing stuff he tell us not to do. You know better. You know what I'm saying? Like Preacher Boy said, and like Preacher Man said over there, Joseph, yes, sir. We allow. It's what we allow. Right. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. So God is great.
But see, that the thing, though, bro, since we talking about that grace, bro, see, that's what we talking about. That's dominion. That's God sharing his dominion with us.
That's right.
We deserve it. Come on, man. I, the face is saying, this is what we're talking about, y'all. We finna show you the difference between the kingdom. We finna show you the difference between the greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We done had the preaching man Joseph come and holler at you. We done had King Preacher Boy come and holler at you. We got Evangelist Wanda on the line hollering at you. We got the King Oasis homie bringing you the broadcast.
Yeah.
You understand me? And you got me, man. You understand me? I'm wingmanning it with Oasis over here. You understand me? And we got the phone lines lit up right quick. Why? Because everybody want to know. Everybody want to know. Well, God shows us undeserved, God giving us undeserved grace every day. Like the homie just said in Handy Man. You understand? Just let them work on you. We too busy trying to work on ourselves. We too busy listening to the ones that's supposed to be showing us the way instead of telling us the way. Hey, just let them work on you, shout it. That's all you got to do. Let them work on you. You dig what I'm saying? If you let them work on you, then you can see and you can experience this dominion instead of being dominated by this judgmental world that we living in.
Uh-oh.
Who, by the way, let me not forget to mention that your time of authority and rule is over, partner. You understand?
Right.
Me?
Right.
You was appointed position over the children of God for an appointed time and season. So allow me to be the first one to tell you in this 2014 that we know who you are, Satan. Just as you know who we are, just as we know who you are. See, the whole world is waiting for the revealing of the true sons of God. But guess what? Before we show you who the real true sons of God are, matter of fact, I think we already showed you that. But now we're going to show you who the opposing force. Hey, I come not to bring peace, but I come to bring a sword. Yeah, we come to gather the wheat and separate the wheat from the tear. Yeah, it's the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom is here. Let's go, King O. They don't believe the kingdom is here.
This is what Satan looks like. Today's topic. This is what hip-hop means. The Christ. This is what hip-hop means. The truth.
Yes, all right.
Y'all gonna make me preach. I'm a
don't
turn
stop,
up.
Don't start that. Won't be nothing. Don't start that. Come on, King.
Yes, sir. Today's topic, man. Today's topic, the face of Satan, man. The face of Satan. Mm. This is what Satan looks like. Y'all ready? This is what Satan looks like. Evil, wicked, liar, deceiver, immoral. And immoral is anything that's against God. That's what Satan looks like. Against God.
That's right.
Lifeless.
Wow.
That's death. Doomed. He looks destroyed, demolished, and defeated. To me, you know what I'm talking about? Because my father's going to crush him. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, matter of fact, when Satan be calling you and they remind you of who you are, remind him, you know what I'm saying? Trying to remind you of what you did. I ain't going to say remind you of who you are. But remind him who he is. Tell him, say, get out of my face, Satan. The blood of Jesus is against you. You already defeated,
right,
folks. Yeah, you already defeated. Let's get it, man. Let's get into these scriptures, man. Let's go to the beginning, man. Joseph, you got an amplifier ready, man. Joseph. I don't know if he checked out or what. Anyway, let's go. Genesis, the first chapter, though. Joseph, you still on there if you unmute your mic. In case you was talking. All right, so let's go to Genesis.
Yes, sir, I'm here. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Go to Genesis, the second chapter for me, Joseph. Let's get it out, the Amplified version. Genesis chapter number 2, verses number 7, bro, and then skip down and read verses number 16 through 24. So that's Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 7.
Verse 7.
Skip down. Yeah, starting at verse 7 and then skip down and read verses 16 through 24. But hold on. We're going to go to Genesis 1 first. We got to go to Genesis 1 and 1. And I'm just going to read 1 through 3 right quick. And it says, this is Genesis 1 and 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, this is the beginning of time. All right? Let me point this out before I continue. Before God even said, let there be light. It was three things on the earth already before God even said, let there be light. Three things were darkness. That's one of them. Darkness was already on earth. We're going to read that in verse 2 in a minute, in Genesis 1. Darkness was here, and darkness representing Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Fallen Lucifer. You know what I'm talking about? Fallen Lucifer. Not even Lucifer, but fallen Lucifer.
Fallen.
That's what darkness. Yeah, already kicked out of heaven.
Already.
Well, y'all thought he was in
hell.
Now, see, we thought he got kicked out and went to hell. Guess what? He got kicked out and he on this earth, okay? Kicked out
right
to
here.
The earth. Now, that,
that's hell for him because he was in there in heaven with God. You know what I'm talking about? The streets up there are paved with gold. He got to come down here and see these streets made with concrete and dirt and grass. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. The face of Satan looking real sad right now. So, yeah, darkness was here. Satan, you know what I'm saying? Darkness represented Satan, or fallen Lucifer, and the demons, which are fallen angels. That's what darkness represents. We finna look at it. Water was also here. Anywhere, anybody, everybody know, wherever there's water at, there is life. There's going to be life there. So water was already here. God didn't say let the water come. He said let the water be given. You know what I'm saying? He made the water above the firmament, yeah. But the water was already here, all right? And then the third thing that was here was the Spirit of God. It was already here over the waters, all right? So that's darkness, water, and the Spirit of God. Now we can continue to read in verse 2 of Genesis 1. It says the earth was without form, see? Before the earth was formed, it was void, and darkness, there it is, was on the face of the deep. He already kicked out, looking real crazy. And it says, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. There's the Spirit of God, and there's the water right there. The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water already, so God was already up to something, even when he kicked Satan out of heaven.
Ooh, what?
Who's God? Verse 3 says, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. You know what I'm saying? So after all that, you know what I mean, that's when he said, let there be light. But I just wanted to point out that there was darkness here, water here, and the Spirit of God was already here. All right, Joseph, we ready for Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 7, and then skip down to 16.
And you said skip down to 16 to 24?
Yeah, 16 through 24 after you read verse 7 for me.
All right, verse 7 said, then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath or spirit of life. The man became a living being. Verse 16 in the Amplifier. It says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may freely eat of every tree of the garden. Verse 17, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the blessing, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you surely die. Then the Lord God said, it is not good, sufficient, satisfactory that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper, meet, suitable for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every wild beast, living creature of the field, and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam, and see what he will call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. Verse 20 says, and Adam gave names to all the livestock and to the birds of the air and to every wild beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper meet suitable for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And while he slept, he took one of his ribs or a part of his side and closed up the place with flesh. Verse 22 says, and the rib or part of his side, which the Lord has taken from the man, he built up and made into a woman. And brought her to the man. Verse 23 says, then Adam said to this creature, is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of a man. Verse 24 said, Therefore shall leave his father and his mother, and shall become united, and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
Hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, I appreciate you reading so good and so well. Hey, you need to, I found your calling. I think you need to, you know, record the Bible reading on the audio version.
Oh,
you
audio,
know what I'm saying? I can listen to you, bro.
You
know?
Too,
I can listen to you, right? That's what I'm saying.
Show up. AOBD Music Group, man. Hey, go to AOBDMG.com. Click on Contact Us. Send us an email to contact information. King Joseph, we're going to book you for a studio session, and we shall begin.
Read this Bible so people can listen to it instead of reading.
Yes, sir.
The audio version of the Bible by Joseph Hogan. Uh-oh, Junior. JR. Yes, sir. Hey, appreciate that, man. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. But, yeah, man, we went there, man, to see how, you know, after God made everything and made it good, and made it for us, Satan, Satan done got ferociously hot. He was already, he was kicked out in the deep, you know what I'm saying? Now God done made a human. What is this? I believe that was Satan saying, what is man that you are mindful of him? That might have been Satan asking that. What is man that you mindful of him? What in the world you done created? Satan got ferociously hot at God, and he hates humans whom God created and loves still to this day. You got to know that God loves you, man. You know what I'm saying? God loves you, woman. God loves you, children. You know what I'm saying?
You must know that. You must know that.
Yes, sir. After God created everything on the earth, after Adam, or should I say humans, and God were already in a loving relationship with each other, here comes hating Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, hating Satan, man. You know what I'm talking about? Notice, every time God speaks, after that, Satan speaks. Every time God blesses, after that, Satan messes. God tells you what to do after that. If you allow him to. If you allow him to.
That put responsibility back on who it belongs.
That's right. But check it out. God tells you what to do. After that, Satan uses your own intellect to talk you out of what God already told you to do.
Come on, King.
Sound that trumpet, King.
Wake up the dead, King. Sound the trumpet,
God
King.
God telling you what to do, and you ready to do it. After that, here comes Satan using your own intellect, your own thoughts, and what you already know to talk you out of what God already told you to do. Check it out. I told you, you know, we got to reclaim this thing through love. God is love now, so reclaim it through God. Yep. All right? Override Satan. Uh-huh. Override, overcome, overstand. Stand over. Stand on top of Satan. You do have the authority of Jesus the Christ. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. You got the authority of Jesus the Christ. Genesis, can you tell them about the Christ, man, please? You know what I'm saying? Can you please tell them about the Christ?
Let's see. I think it started all back way back in, Matthew. Do you recall back in Matthew? Simple story about Virgin Mary when she was impregnated before Joseph even touched her. Now, Joseph, he was confused, slightly reluctant taking her as his wife. Now, me, I suppose it was because he never seen nothing like that in his life. Now, I can't imagine all the pain he felt when he looked in her eyes because he thought the love he had deep down inside had been died. But then the Lord, he appeared to Joseph in the form of a dream, and he told him not to be afraid because it's not like it seems. He said what she conceives is of the Holy Spirit indeed, and it ain't no need to fear that spirit. He said, why? He said, because it coming from me. And then he told him that he was coming to save his people from sin. And as a result of that, his name shall be called Jesus then. So you ain't heard about the Christ? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. You sure you ain't heard about the Christ? That's King O in the background stamping it to let you know, just in case you didn't know, he is the living sacrifice. Now, as we journey a little bit further, before I forget to tell you, T,
Check out some of these miracles he did when he was no longer a kid. He gathered 12 followers, named them disciples. He gave them simple instructions and began his cycle. He went from teaching to preaching to soul reaching. See, the people, they spreaded his word. That's why I thought y'all had heard. But see, just in case you ain't never heard, I'm here to tell you the word.
Amen.
Yeah, he healed the sick, huh? Saved the sinners.
Mm-hmm.
He raised up the dead. And with two fish, about 5 loaves of bread, over 5,000 people were fed. And see, when we thought that he was finished, nah. See, the Christ, the anointed one, nah, he wasn't done yet. See, then he did something so special that I can never forget. You should never forget. And because of this, I owe my life, and I owe all my respect. So you ain't heard about the Christ? You sure you ain't heard about the Christ?
Uh-huh.
See, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ. And in case you didn't know, see, he is the living sacrifice. Now, in the, what is it, I think the 46th chapter, one of the latter chapters, 48, 49 verse, somewhere up in there. You got to read it. Get into it for yourself. See, the Son of Man, Son of Man. How was he the Son of Man? Because he came through the birth canal of a man and a woman. Why? Because the woman was pulled out of the man. Therefore, he's the Son of Man. Oh, you ain't know. We going there. See, the Son of Man, he was betrayed, and then his pain got much worse. See, he had to carry this cross with a thorn crown on the top of his head, and they nailed his hands and they nailed his feet, and they left him up there for dead. But then they took him off the cross. Somebody put him inside a cave. But figuratively speaking, 3 days later, he woke up, got up out of that grave. No need to worry about your debts, because he said all debts has been paid.
Amen.
No need to pray, no need to cry, no need to trip, no need to seek vengeance, no need to be depressed. No need to feel suppressed and oppressed, because he has risen. He has risen in the minds of you and I. He has risen in the tongue of you and I. See, the tongue, in it lies the power of life and death. So what is on your tongue? Is it life or is it death? Is it dominion or is it domination? Is it the face of God or is it the face of Satan? Is it selfless sharing? Or is it selfish hate? God ordained this ministry to put you all in your prospective places. Come on, King O.
Yeah, man. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. Be right back, man.
Yes, sir.
I've been deep off in my dungeon for these many months. I done took over the layer, I'm a dragon slayer. I've been deep off in my dungeon for these many months. I done took over the layer, I'm a dragon slayer. I've been deep off in my dungeon for these many months. I done took over the layer, I'm a dragon slayer. I've been deep off in my dungeon for these many months. I done took over the layer. I go hard from the start, 13th, this is my mission. Yeah. Don't need to feel the music, it's my nigga boy, I'm fishing. Yeah. While I watch me break them in, then do it again. Persistent, control my flesh and use my soul within. Resilient, yeah. Cause greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Okay. So everything I speak be sounding like diamonds and pearls. I'm a carpenter, telling my wood to the floor, that's my house. Yeah. I feel the blood of Jesus, bag that gun out. Yeah. When much is given, much is required, never retire. Okay. When much is given, you shall aspire, you will achieve. Okay. The parable of all things you pray for, yeah. To heed to what I say though. Yeah. Just keep the building. The music is a window. Dust smelling the barn, waiting on a sniper. My focus on your mental and I'm spitting holy fire. My desire for you to praise and worship at the same time. So praise and worship at the same time. Cause I've been deep off in my dungeon for these many months. I done took over the layer, I'm a dragon slayer. I've been deep off in my dungeon for these many months. I done took over the layer, I'm a dragon slayer. I've been deep off in my dungeon for these many months. I done took over the layer, I'm a dragon slayer. I've been deep off in my dungeon for these many months. I done took over the layer, yeah.
Hey Dre, hold on cuz, I don't even think they heard. It's your boy 13th Disciple, KBM Volume 1. That's Kingdom Builder Music, you understand? Be on the lookout for that R&B worship. Be on the lookout for that church boy swagger. Make sure you get all them free downloads. 13th Disciple and Company, Dre Day SWAT team, we represent for the kingdom.
Yeah, I done took over the lair. I'm a dragon slayer. That's what I'm talking about. Done took over the lair, and I'm a dragon slayer. So you want to look, the face of Satan looks like a dragon. What are you talking about? We can look in the Bible and see that, and we going to look at it today. Yeah, you going to learn today, because y'all know we got more scriptures on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So, yeah, y'all tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, the face of Satan. You know what I'm talking about? So right now, let's go to, let's see where we going. Isaiah. Hey, Joseph, let me get Isaiah 7 and 14 from the Amplified Version, please. Isaiah chapter number 7, verse 14. Isaiah 7, 14. Yeah. Yeah, Isaiah chapter number 7, verse 14.
Hey, we gonna get that chapter
14
too, King?
Oh yeah, we got it. You got it on
us. Cause I want some of that one. You know what I mean? So
okay,
at least me, you get ready for that one, King. I just had to go and put my guns in, homie. I'm riding shotgun, ready to pop
matter
one
fact,
with a hot one. Dig it.
Matter of fact, we'll go out like that. You know what I'm saying? To let you do that one. You know what I'm saying? Expound on it. You can read every verse or whatever you want to say about 14. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, I was going to tell everybody at the end of the broadcast to check Isaiah chapter number 14 out anyway.
Gotta,
you know what I'm saying? Starting at verse 12. Okay, yeah, so yeah, we'll get into that one too, man. But let's go to Isaiah 7 and 14. Joseph, go ahead, cuz.
Mm-hmm. Chapter 7 and 14 says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the young woman who is unmarried and a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us.
You want to read it again? No, I know you do.
Yes,
we got a point. We got a point.
Something. I hear his voice. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. But it says in the Amplifier. See, that's why the listeners, y'all need to get the Amplifier, because it really breaks down.
Yes, sir.
But it says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the young woman who is unmarried.
Not married.
Unmarried. And a virgin. Not a loose woman, but a virgin.
A virgin. He said
shall
a loose woman.
Be a bear son.
Yes,
and
sir.
Shall call his name Emmanuel. That
yes,
means
sir.
God with us. Well, I like that.
All right. God with us humans. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. So what I wanted to point out is that she was a virgin and she was unmarried.
Yes, sir.
But she got pregnant. She was a virgin. She wasn't married, but she got pregnant. She was a virgin, wasn't even married yet, and got pregnant. So she had a baby out of wedlock. Was Jesus born out of wedlock? He was conceived out of wedlock.
Was Mary shacking up?
Yeah, the face of Satan. What does Satan look like? A bunch of lies, man. You know what I'm saying? So she was a virgin. She wasn't married. But she still got pregnant. But Genesis said that it was of the Holy Spirit. It was of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 9 and 6, Joseph. Give me that one, too. Chapter 9, verse 6, bro. Give me.
Isaiah 9 and 6 said, it said, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Yes, sir. Mighty God. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir, the Everlasting Father. So Jesus was born for us, because you just read unto us, right? Unto us
unto
humans.
Us.
A child was born. Not unto Satan, but unto us. Okay. Unto us, a son was given. God gave his only begotten son. So Jesus was born for us,
We were created for God. God is for you. And Satan hates us, Jesus, and God.
Good God Almighty. Look at that. Y'all see that?
Jesus was born for you. We were created for God. God is for you now. He on your side. But yes. Satan hates us, Jesus, and God. Good God Almighty.
Oh, my God.
Hating Satan. The face of Satan, what he look like? He look like a hater. You know what I'm saying? Hater of everything that's upright. You know what I'm talking about? Want to see what Satan looks like? Y'all want to see what he looks like? Uh-oh. Let's look here. Let's look at Genesis chapter number 3. Uh-oh. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Genesis chapter 3. You want to know what he looked like?
Oh,
this is what Satan looks like. The face of hating Satan.
Oh, my God.
It's on hating Satan. That's a new name now. That's a new name for him. Hating Satan. You know what I'm saying? So hating Satan. I ain't going to call him stupid. I'm going to call him, here come old hating Satan. But then you got to tell him, like, one, so you better go ahead on before I make you go ahead on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Genesis chapter number 3, if you want to see what Satan looks like, Genesis chapter number 3, verses 1 through 5. We're going to skip around a little bit, but just tune in. Verses 1 through 5, it says, now the serpent. I told you you look like a dragon now. Dragon looked like a serpent. A serpent looked like a dragon, whatever, you know. All right. Now, the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field. Cunning means wise, you know what I mean? But he's tricky with his, though. You know what I mean? Because the Bible tells us to be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. Now, the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Now, God made every beast of the field. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? First of all, I'm going to tell you like this. Do not have a conversation with hating Satan. All right? Do not even listen to hating Satan. You know what I'm talking about? When hating Satan give you a negative thought, okay, change the channel. Because the Bible said, I keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind on me. Yeah. I mean, it goes, he keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. For those that want to be, you know, professor. That ain't what my Bible says. Well, that's what it say. You know what I'm saying? Keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. All right? And verse 2, chapter number 3 says, and the woman said to the serpent, see, there you go, talking to the serpent. She conversating, conversing with the serpent. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. Now, I want to know where Adam was at. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And the woman, because why is your wife talking to a snake? Okay. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. Don't conversate with Satan. Don't converse, I mean, with Satan. Do not converse with Satan. Verse 3 says, but of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Now remember, here comes Satan using your own intellect, your own smartness, what you know, against you. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Verse 4 says, then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. That's the lie right there. You will not surely die. God already told you you're going to die if you eat from it. Here comes Satan. You will not surely die. Just he put surely in front of it. And watch his word, because he wise. He used them words. You know what I'm saying? To make it sound good. He'll wrap up a lie with a little bit of truth. And you've been to eat that and went to hell. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 5 says, for God knows that in the day, here you go again now, trying to make himself wise, but he's really deceitful. Verse 5, Genesis chapter number 3 says, for God knows, it's still Satan talking right now, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. We just knew good. You know what I'm saying? Then check it out. Get some verses in here that say that the tree of knowledge was in the good. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was there.
Yes, sir.
And also the tree of life was there. So Satan, he didn't want us to eat from the tree of life. He didn't even try to tempt us to do that. He going to tempt us to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil so we can know God and him. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how real the struggle is. You know what I'm saying? You got God and the devil fighting for you. You know what I'm saying? Your spiritual nature representing God. Your flesh nature representing the devil. Because the flesh nature is fallen. Lucifer fallen. You know what I'm saying? The spiritual nature
right.
want to do everything to please God. It's the strong one. It's the one that's going to last. That's God. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, we here to expose old hating Satan. You know what I'm saying? Done lied to the woman and then deceived her.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? Messing with her head. Now, skip down to verse 13. Let's look at verse 13 and 15. It says, "And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate from it." Uh-oh, he deceived me. Now, I want to know, where was Adam? Anyway, he still ain't show up. So the Lord God said to the serpent.
You were hiding.
Over there in the bushes somewhere while a snake comes take you. Man, come on, man.
You know what?
What did he...
And you know what?
Yeah.
You know what the real about that is?
Yeah,
real
man, it's real
that,
like
King,
that, bro.
It's
real.
The thing about it is we laughing, but let me tell you the truth. You understand? That's exactly how we allow Satan to infiltrate our households. Because Joseph
right.
just got through reading to us about marriage in the book of Genesis and a man cleaving to his wife. Now, I'm talking from experience because I was like Adam.
Uh-oh.
I'm too busy doing something else, and then somebody that's
quit,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Amen.
It's transparency. See, the Bible
right.
says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, but also by the word of this testimony. Let me be
right.
real
that's
with
right.
you right quick. Since you got a whole bunch of people that ain't going to be real, since you got a whole bunch of people out here
uh-huh.
want to point their fingers at people out here in the world, but they don't ever want to point their fingers at themselves and say what
mm-hmm.
they done. Let me tell you something,
uh-oh. Make it plain here. Make it
King
plain.
King O said something. He answered a simple question. He asked a simple question. He said, man, after all this, I want to know where Adam was at.
Right.
Where Adam was at? What was the man that was supposed to protect the woman? What was the man
Oof.
That was supposed
Uh-oh.
To keep the woman from that? What was the man that was supposed to do such and such, such? Well, if you was me, he was probably at work 6 days a week.
Dang.
Yeah, so he probably left Eve home alone one too many days out the week.
God,
yeah,
God.
He was probably too busy. He was probably too busy focusing on what he considered ministry and probably was neglecting
okay.
his first ministry at home. Because
okay.
he probably was too busy out there in these streets trying to save everybody else. And he didn't even know that he was the one that needed to be saved.
Dang.
Saved from what? Huh? Saved from that hating Satan. Huh?
Hating Satan.
Up on Eve. Whispering yeah. Hey, he ain't never there. He ain't never there. He didn't tell her. He told her to ask you. Oh, he ain't never there? No, he ain't.
Right.
He paying
right.
the bills.
Uh-huh.
He didn't tell her. He didn't tell her that he had to be a way to pay the bills. He didn't tell her none of that. But he say, hey,
uh-huh.
Come here. Oh, he ain't going to surely die. Let me tell you something.
Right. Whispering
so
in the ear.
We put our
right.
eyes on what we supposed to. Exactly. So, men, let me tell you something. See, the Bible says a good man learns from his mistakes, but a wise
mm-hmm.
man learns from others. So let me tell you something right quick. Don't settle for being a good man like I got to settle for, because I got to learn from my own mistakes. But you,
mm-hmm.
all 60,200 and something of you listeners that been listening to us, you
mm-hmm.
can learn from my mistakes. A good man learns from his mistakes, but a wise man learns from other people's mistakes.
Right,
so
right.
You have just become wise because you just heard Genesis say the mistakes that I made. And see,
uh-oh.
We overcome by the word of God, huh? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So that's
yes,
my testimony. So now, why would you, man, husband, father, why would you turn around and walk in the same path of destruction? Because warning
right.
comes before destruction. So warning
mm-hmm.
comes before destruction. So if you cherish your real wealth, because now, Evangelist wanted to piggyback on what I said, and she told you that the real eyes is in your head, it's in your mind, it's what's on within. So the real kingdom is within. So your real wealth
Amen.
Is within your household. So what are you going to do when you become the most wealthiest man known to man? And then you turn around, and now you're poor. Why? Because you don't have that wife. Because that man that finds that wife finds a good thing and obtains favor.
That's what I'm talking about.
But what is
hey,
that?
Check it out.
Spirit.
Oh,
huh?
Now you don't want no goat.
Oh.
It take God to separate. It take God to separate the sheep from the goat. You don't want no goat on the pig.
You feel me?
That's right.
So you better
yes,
hear
that's right.
You better listen. Let him that have ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Because see, my misery don't have to be your misery. My pain and suffering don't have to be your pain and suffering. We got some pain medicine, like Kirk Franklin say. Yeah, we got some pain medicine over here. Get this Jesus, partner, because there is therefore now no condemnation in Christ Jesus, because he is so selfless that he shares his dominion with me. So he don't blame me for the mistakes that I made. He don't even tell me to blame myself, because he say, yeah, what? You ain't know.
All things work together for your good. All things work together.
Because when the devil closed one door, my God opened more.
Not just one more, but
what you thought? What they thought? That was the end of the story? What they thought? That was the end of it? They thought, that's my Genesis story in? Let me tell you something.
Back.
I'm alive, I'm breathing, and I'm well. And sometimes, listen, Job lost everything, but God gave him what? Double for his trouble. God gave him
greater.
He gave him greater later. So get what?
That's right.
It's later, y'all.
Yeah.
They'll catch that next week, King O. I know you caught that, King O, you know what I mean? King Joseph, you probably caught that too, you know what I mean? And there's some milk callers on the phone, they probably caught that too. The rest of y'all going to meditate on it about a week.
Yeah, let go, man. Let's jump back into it. Let's see what happened, man, in that garden, man. Let go. We about to wrap it up, but we still got to go a little bit more deeper, man. All right, verse 14, Genesis chapter 3. Says, so the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, God punished the serpent, God punished the woman, and he punished the man, all right? All of them were disobeying. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go. So serpents used to have legs. On your belly you shall go, or wings or something. You know what I'm saying? And you shall eat dust all the days of your life. That's why you always see snakes always in the grass with the dust kicking. Can't walk no more. Can't got no legs, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Or fly, whatever it was. However they were getting around. Verse 15 says, and I will put enmity. Look at this. Look at this, man. And this goes to show you right here that it was more than the apple being ate in the garden. Uh-oh. This thing on? Wait. Can you hear me now? I said, this goes to show you that there was more than the apple being ate in the garden. You know what I'm saying? There was some intimacy going on in there. You know what I'm saying? Could even having relations with the serpent? Nah, I ain't being crazy. I'm reading what the word say. Let's go. Verse 15 says, I will put enmity or line between you and the woman and between your seed, evil, and her seed. Uh-oh, good. Wait a minute now. There's two seeds right there now.
Oh, my God.
I will put enmity between you and the woman, in between your seed, which is the serpent seed, and her seed, which is Christ. One of those seeds represents evil. One of those seeds represents good. Maybe that's why Cain and Abel, one of them was from the devil. One of them was from God. Cain and Abel. Let's go, because this is Eve who we're talking about now. So it says in the latter part of that verse 15, Genesis chapter 3, it says, he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Okay, hold on, wait. I like the other version. The King James Version say, he shall crush your head, and you shall bruise his heel. All this affliction that the devil been putting on us since the world began, or what have you, since we've been here, could it be compared just to a bruise? Look at all the stuff he did to us. Now, I know y'all, man, we done been through this, that, and the other, especially us as black folk. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if all that was just a bruise? The Bible does say, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time cannot be compared to the glory that shall be revealed. Yeah, you suffer. You know what I'm saying? But the glory coming. And the suffering can't compare to the glory. So, yeah, we suffered a long time, but it's glory time. You know what I'm saying? So the glory that shall be revealed in us. So it says, he's going to bruise your heel, but you're going to crush his head because you're following Jesus. You're going to crush Satan's head because you're following Jesus. He's going to bruise your heel, but you're going to crush his head. Which one outweigh the most? Which one do the most? You know what I'm saying? See, he bruised your heel,
right,
Genesis.
Right.
But you about to crush. Matter of fact, Genesis, you crushing his head. Uh-oh.
Crushing
it already.
Yes, sir.
I'm crushing
his head.
Swimming boots on,
yes, sir.
Huh? Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Boy, I got big feet, so when I kick him in the face, he gonna feel that.
That's right. the face of Satan so we can kick him in the face, stomp him in the face, snap
that.
Him in the face,
right.
Set him on the face. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Now, let's go to verse. Why say did we get? I told you we're going to get deeper. We're going to get all the way deep, man. Verse 20. Go to verse 20. Genesis chapter number 3, verse 20. It says, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the most evil. No, I just didn't say that. And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of. I'm sorry, man.
Cut it out.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
man. We like to have fun, you know what I'm saying? But we keep it focused and everything. Now you gonna get this danger, dog. But you gotta know that God does have a sense of humor. Now he got a sense of humor.
He
ain't all stuck up in stuff, man. Anyway, man. Verse 20, Genesis chapter 3. I'm gonna read it right. Now. It says, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living, all right? Serpent seed, Adam seed, human. Remember, Revelation came last, 2 weeks ago and was talking about how the angels, the fallen angels, were sleeping with the humans in Genesis 5. Look at Satan sleeping with the Eve in chapter 3. Yeah, I mean, come on, man. You ain't dumb. God let you know. He let you know. You know what I'm saying? I ain't adding nothing to the Bible, taking nothing from it. Verse 21. Genesis 3 says, also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. So even after he punished them, he still blessed them. He still made clothes for them. Yeah, God the one that made the first clothes. Y'all ain't know that? Yeah. He made tunics of skin right there, verse 21, Genesis chapter 3. He the one. Yeah, everything was made through Christ. Verse 22 says, Then the Lord God said, behold, the man or the human has become like one of us, to know good and evil. He didn't want us to know good and evil. You know what I'm saying? He wants us to know good. And now at least he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden, which was in Africa, to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man and he placed cherubim at the east of the garden and a flaming sword every way to guard the way to the tree of life. So will you be one of the ones to help us snatch the sword up out the throne, you know, out of the stone, should I say, the flaming sword, so we can get access to the tree of life by Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're going to also look at Revelation chapter number 12. I'm trying to move along more swiftly, but Revelation chapter 12, we're looking at what Satan looks like. So let's go to Revelation 12. We already see how he deceived Eve and how he attacked after God already made you upright. You know what I'm saying? How he tricked Adam and Eve. And, man, he's a deceitful serpent. You know what I'm talking about? Revelation chapter 12. Let's look at him even more. We're coming to you, Genesis. I know you're ready to Isaiah 14. We getting there. Revelation chapter number 12. Revelation chapter number 12, it says, now a great sign appeared in heaven. Now remember, we just read, there's going to be enmity between the woman seed and the serpent seed, and he's going to bruise, you know, the serpent going to bruise his heel, but he's going to crush, you know, the woman seed going to crush the serpent's head, all right? Revelation chapter 12, now a great sign appeared in heaven, and a woman clothed with the sun, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Now, you can look at that as being Mother Nature, because, you know, like Martin said, we all know she worked for God.
Yeah.
Mother Nature works for God.
Yeah, sound like Mother Earth to me.
For sure. And is also representing, you know what I mean, Mary as well. Watch this. Then being with child, verse 2, Revelation 12, then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. You have to give birth through labor and pain, and go back to what we just read in Genesis in chapter number 3. That's what happened. So then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth, and another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, here it is. Want to know what it looked like? What Satan looks like? A great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. Mm-hmm. 7 heads, 7 continents, 10 horns, 10 different governments, 7 diadems.
There we go. There we go.
I got to get the revelation on it. Yes, sir.
Sound
yes.
that trumpet,
yeah.
King. They didn't hear you. They didn't hear you. They still stuck
yeah,
on the dragon right. with the 7 heads and the ten horns. So sound that trumpet again, because I think they're waiting for a marching band to come in, and I think they're waiting for dead people to come up out the ground. No, that's Thriller if you're waiting for dead folk to come off the ground. No, we're talking about the real knowledge and wisdom and understanding. The mentally dead is about to be awakened, and that
right.
voice call that trumpet calls a voice. Is about to sound the melody so sweet in your ear that you can't ignore it. So one more time, King,
right.
let's eradicate the fiction of the monster image that
All
they
right.
feed us. Let's expose the monster behind the cartoon character that we call the devil.
Here we go.
Let's expose what this dragon is.
Yes, sir, because he is a real enemy. You know what I'm saying? And he's not nothing to play with, shake hands with, none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You better roll him over. You know what I'm talking about? Fold him up like a pretzel, fold him up like a wallet, get rid of him. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, Revelation
mm-hmm.
chapter number 12, verse number 3, it says, and another sign appeared in heaven. You want to know what Satan looks like? It says, verse 3, chapter 12, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads, 7 continents, mm-hmm, and 10 horns, 10 different governments. Or what have you, yeah, y'all might be saying, there's more than that, but hey, it's 10 main ones. You know what I'm saying? 7 diadems, like I said, I got to get more revelation on the diadems. But I know it's 7 continents and 10 different main little government heads or what have you, all right? Verse 4 says, his tail, now he wasn't leading from his head, but he was showing his behind, so his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven. Mm-hmm. Showing his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven. And threw them to the earth. So, y'all see that? Not to hell, to the earth. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven, threw them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman. I'm a dragon, say, check this out, though. Look at verse 4. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. Look at that. God tried to take you out as soon as you were born. Not God, I'm sorry. The devil is a liar. The devil, Satan, tried to take you out as soon as you were born, but God is the one
sound
that
like
made sure you
what?
Made it. Yes, sir.
Hey, man,
yes,
like
sir. All that.
Me,
all that,
oh,
man.
They weren't ready to know.
Yes, sir.
They weren't ready to know. They weren't ready to know. Wait
yes,
a minute.
Sir.
You said that dragon was waiting right there. Huh?
Right,
while she was ready to give birth. Why, who was she
ready
talking
to give birth.
About? We talking about the mother.
Mm-hmm.
We talking about mother. We already described who the mother was.
Mm-hmm.
We know who our father is. But now we about to know who our mother is. Now we about to know how we really are related and brethren
mm-hmm.
in this kingdom of heaven. Can you dig it? See, she
right.
was about to give birth. Now, I got 3 youngins over here. 3 children right quick. 3 children for those of y'all who can't get with this lingo. All right? 3 children. All right? And I witnessed the birth of all of them. You dig? And see, when she's about to give birth, that doctor is right there planning in a position to catch,
right.
grab hold of the child that's being born.
Wow.
Now, some might be weak in stomach or maybe weak in mind, and they might pass out and faint and all that. But see, you got to look at that because you got to see.
Right.
You got to see because the most ugly thing in its first appearance could turn out to be the most beautiful thing. Huh? The most beautiful
mm-hmm.
life form. So you sitting right there. You got the beast. You got the beast ready to grab hold of the newborn baby that's about to be born through its mother. Through what mother? Mother Nature. Because we all came from the earth, from the dust. Huh? It's what we come
right.
from. Right. So.
And even
so,
going
so,
back.
So, come on, King.
Yeah. Even going back to as far as you know, what I mean, the virgin. You know what I'm saying? The virgin being born. Even to Eve. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the virgin, you know, having a baby or what have you, like Satan was trying to kill. You remember, okay, when Moses was born, it was a decree went out, kill all the Hebrew boys. When Jesus was born,
yep.
it was a decree went out, kill all the Hebrew boys. As
yep.
soon
when you were born,
as they
when
were
you
born,
born, that was a decree.
You, right,
go
ahead. Go
out and kill them.
Go
out and
lock them up.
If we
lock
can't
them
kill them, go out and lock them up. If we can't lock them up, let's get them to kill each other. But nonetheless, okay. I don't care how you get it done, but the command from the king said, kill them all. Why? Because they're afraid of that next generation. That next generation of what? That next generation of the Christ. What you mean, that next generation of the Christ? Huh? Remember, the Christ was a title. It wasn't his name. Huh? What was he anointed with? He was anointed with the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of God. Not only that, but he was able to influence and teach others how to spread that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of God in a practical way. Huh? So, when that generation that you tried to dispose of, when that generation started hearing that beautiful melody of that trumpet called the voice, and that beautiful generation began to wake up from the dead and begin to stretch and say, I've been asleep for a minute and it's time for me to get it. Ah, that's when we're going to inherit the kingdom. Yeah,
that's what time it is right now, man. Because we ain't standing for it, man. That wizarding stuff is over, man. You know what I'm talking
it's
about? All that behold the pale horse,
that's right.
Man, whatever.
Know, it's
you know what I'm talking
with.
About? For real. We standing on top of Satan, man, with the Christ that's in us.
Overstand
you know what I'm talking
that.
About? Let's keep reading, bro, because chapter 12 finna get real serious, man. Let's go. All right, so the devil was waiting to devour the child as soon as it was born. Verse 5 says she bore a male child, so she still had the baby. Moses, Jesus,
yes.
Hebrews, Africans,
mm-hmm.
yeah. She still had the baby who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. All right, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. See that rapture? Yeah, caught up. That was the place of escape. Mounted with wings as eagles. Get up there real high. Get up there in your place and position in God. So her child
Over
had a
storm.
Safe place to go to. Right. The child had a safe place to go to because God was fighting for the child and the woman. See what I'm saying? Even if Adam didn't do it, God said, I got it. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, Adam, he just focused on this first five senses. You know what I'm saying? On this little five senses or what have you. You know what I mean? But, hey, you know what I'm saying? I got Christ. He coming. He going to focus on the spiritual things. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, then the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there. 1,260 days. Maybe that's how long the earth going to be up. 1,260 days. I hear somebody trying to be smart. We already been here. The earth is longer than, is older than 1,260 days, but it ain't older than 1,260 of God's days. Because one day to God is 1,000 years to us. You know what I'm talking about? And 1,000 years to us is
3 days. Christ rose too, wouldn't necessarily 3 of our days either.
Right.
They don't want to think that, DK. They don't want to, oh, my God. They don't want to think that, D. What they say,
this
is the revelation. Say, bless for me. What they say, bless you, God, yourself. Why, you don't even know where the kingdom is at. Huh? You don't even know where the kingdom is at. Huh? He said 3 days.
The revelation,
he said 3 days.
Man.
The key, he just told it. Ding, 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 ding. That goes the key right there. He said in 3 days, he said, you're going to tear this building down, but in 3 days, shall I resurrect that thing. 3 days?
Uh-huh.
Nah, 3 days. Three days of his day. So why? How did he resurrect? Okay, again, he woke up in the minds of those people and those voices begin to sound. So he's living and breathing and he's alive and well. Whew.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
verse 7. Here we go.
Right.
Watch this. Here we go. Chapter 12, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. First war ever right here. And war broke out in heaven. That's what happened first, not on earth. War broke out in heaven. See, you in Revelation, Revelation saying that he started off reading Revelation and then went to the Genesis. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So God can make the, he see the end from the beginning and everything. You know what I'm saying? So right
everything.
Here, this took place even before Genesis. War broke out in heaven because he had to get kicked out. This is why.
That's
right. Right here. This showing you the details. But you got to go to the back of the Bible, to the Revelation, to the last book of the Bible to see what happened and why darkness was here in Genesis. To see why you were created. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail. Nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out. The serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. Ain't now one of us been living without being deceived by the liar. Okay?
That's
verse
right.
9.
Revelation 12. So the great dragon, the great, he's a great dragon now, but he was cast out. So somebody had to cast him out. Uh-oh. Hold on. I keep hearing some papers turning to something in the background. I don't know who it is, man, if you can mute you. Mate, yeah. Hold on. Let me mute it then. Yeah. Got it. Preach. All right. So the great dragon was cast out. Like I said, who cast him out? The great dragon? Who cast him out? Abba Father, the God Almighty. All right? The great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him to the earth, not to hell. Verse 10 says, Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation, now faith, now salvation, now faith, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come for the accuser of our brethren. There you go, Satan. He's the accuser. He's the one that blames you. For the accuser, don't go following Jesus because you can't do this. He be accusing Jesus. Jesus won't let you have fun. Jesus won't let you live right. That's Satan. He's the accuser. You know what I'm saying? And deceives you so you won't find what the good things, the great things that are in Christ. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. So since he cast down, keep him under your feet. He's already defeated. Verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. There it is, Genesis. And they did not love their lives to death. Some people want to stay on earth. Like, this is it. For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath. He's very mad because he knows that he has a short time. Verse 13 says, now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, when he realized he had been cast to the earth, can't go back to heaven, he persecuted the woman, the earth, told you he's going out to dominate the earth, who gave birth to the male child. Yeah, talking about the male child, that's Jesus too. And like Jesus said, that's the anointed one. That could be you. Well, it is you, the anointed one. But you're not Jesus on trip. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 14 says, but the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, got a place prepared for you, where she is nursed for a time and times and half times from the presence of the serpent. You want to know how to get away from the presence of Satan? Praise God. Go into the presence of God. Come to his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. You know what I'm saying? Because Satan and God can't be in the same place. So who you going to choose? You know what I'm talking about? So the serpent, verse 15 says, so the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman. He talking trash. He spewing lies out the mouth. He coming up with all the religions and all the distractions and all the entertainment, all this stuff to keep you looking over the word of God. Verse 15, so the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God lifts up his standard against the enemy. So here we are as his standard. The serpent spewed out water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman. Look at that. God said the earth gonna help you. Don't worry about Satan. They talking about it too, you know, it's too many people on earth, but the earth keep replenishing itself. Uh-oh. Whose report you going to believe? Whose agenda you going to follow? Who you going to listen to? You know what I'm saying? The resources keep growing. Because water was here, darkness was here, and God's spirit was here. So if water and his spirit was here, it's going to be some life. Uh-oh. And his water and his spirit is still here. It ain't devoured by fire yet. All right? So the earth helped the woman and opened up its mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. So religion is coming in and the is getting people to think and intellect and stuff like that. But the earth itself is letting you know that, look, this stuff ain't happening. This stuff, come on, man. The only stuff that's talking about what's going on in the world right now is the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no other God speaking. Have no other God before. Ain't no other God speaking when all these disasters strike or nothing. Where they at? Where are your gods, all these different religions? Where your gods at? Because ain't number one living God, true and living God. You know what I'm saying? He's the one that's controlling all this. You know what I'm saying? So while God is, while stuff is happening on the earth, you know what I mean? And God is revealing himself, what you going to do? You know what I mean? He's revealing himself. You want signs? You ain't got to look that hard. You know what I mean? Where are the other gods? Do they come to the rescue when disaster strikes? You realize who you are then, huh? You realize who's the real God then. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. We got a few more verses and everything like that, man, but we're not going to rush. We're going to be on here probably for about another good 15 to 30 minutes. So we appreciate everybody that's been tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you. Genesis, I know you're still sitting on ready. You know what I'm talking about? I had to touch on Revelation 12.
Cool. I'm gonna tap out in 3 minutes, man, and we can
okay.
We can do however you want to do it. Yeah, I'm gonna tap out in 3 minutes.
All right. For sure, man. With that being said, well, let's get. I guess we can get another scripture in here. Unless you want to talk for your last 3 minutes that you're on here, Genesis, and you know what I'm saying, speak some life or what have you. You know what I'm saying? Speak some death to Satan.
I just need the listeners to know one thing. And in order to learn, one must have to first unlearn. What that means is in order for you to know that you've been following a lie or have been indoctrinated with a lie, then you have to be directly confronted with the truth. And again, God delights in sharing his dominion with us selflessly, not because we deserve it, not because we're worthy, but just because he saw fit to do so. So let's not get confused with the rule of these false gods that have to put that try or attempt to build their throne above the stars. Throne, maybe their throne may be considered their satellites or something like that, if you want me to be blunt and direct. It is what it is. You understand me? But we got to know that how long will you continue to fear or follow or reverence or respect one that continues to show you no respect, no reverence, one that blatantly disrespects the children of the Creator of all, that disrespects the chosen generation of God simply because they know who we are. Now it is the time for us to know who they are. Because the Bible says that we are not ignorant to Satan's devices. He's using the same old tricks. He's just using new faces today. How do you know we don't look at it by the physical faces that we see, but we look at the inward face called the heart? What is the motivation? What is the motives, the intentions, the reasoning? Satan comes to steal and destroy, steal, kill, and destroy. Look around on the face of the planet. There's only one face that's been guilty of stealing, killing, and destroying. Right. Look around the face of the planet. There is only one face that's guilty of prostituting Mother Earth of her natural and God-given resources, and prostituting it and the jewels of the earth to empower themselves with their false form of riches called money. We have to know how to look. We have to know if he ain't got no new tricks. We got to learn the old tricks then. Trick or treat, partner. Trick or treat. Knock, knock. Here we come. Yeah, the kingdom is here. The kingdom is here. And the final thing I'm going to say, King, is the kingdom is here.
Amen. Kingdom is here. That's what I'm talking about, man. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. You know what I mean? Today's topic, the face of Satan. I mean, for sure, man. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah. Never was. Going down, man. Revolution one time. Yeah, get in. Factor two. Bones, we in here. Sleepy Hollow. Yeah. Yeah. It's on again, Rev, you've been summoned for the mission. It's a winter summer vision, let the thunder lightning hit them. Similar to Illmatic when they listen. Push the preservation of the soul, get it cold when you spit. This is for my brother Carl, knowing that the gift given never bar, never searching too far. And when the cops pull us over searching who we are, it's just another tale, black male raise the bar. I'm on the course way under par. I'm in my lane but I send a swerve in the car, signal off. Rituals and wicked talk. The videos teach the kids to dance before they walk. The Similac be the Cadillac, chains in the brainwaves. Rich Toby housework, a new age day slave. On the real, it ain't based on no color now. Or no shape, it's the national. Going down, going down,
going down,
going down, going down,
going down, yeah, it's going down. Listen.
Stop teaching them lies, the surprise is the heat in the cell, in hell for the lies that you speak. Some of y'all really confused. You ain't in the warfare for real, man, you keep mistaking the muse. Watch the signs integrated in the news. Then they segregate them, call the channels just so you can choose. You think you got a little freedom, huh? And I ain't hating, I'm just distributing literature. And you was waiting, thought the river get to slipping, bruh. And I'll be praying for you, swimming up the river. Plus, I'm a winner, ask Charlie Sheen. The boy revolution spit mean, petrified 16. Christ runs so deep with the potholes in my lord. I'ma take time with my lord while the others stand in line writing rhymes about their life a crime. But for real, they in Starbucks twisting lime like.
Yeah, going down, going down, going down forever. Yeah,
yeah. Similar to pieces of a man, when I pick the puzzle up and put it in my hand. It ain't a wheel of fortune seeing through the jeopardy. The price is right, Bob Barker on the industry. And it's a family feud with no love connection. No $1 million question, these are straight blessings. And I had to think, the weakest link, you will never tell me how to think. I never blink on the Lord, I will never sleep. And plus Mr. Revolution always take it there. And I don't never want to be no Hollywood Square. I'm still at it, it's academic when I spit it. I'm in the kitchen, it's these lyrics I keep flipping. Learn word and name that tone. From the womb to the womb, I'ma do what I do. It's all love like tic-tac-toe. And you gon' need it with that wick-rack flow. Like you ain't no
Yeah. What's that?
This is what I do all the time, you know.
Car, see you baby. Love you boy. What's that, ball, sleepy hollow. Bird, rap, loose. You know, getting your fatty too. Nick.
The national is going down. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. What's cracking? You're tuning into when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shouts out much, much love to all those that's listening. Yeah, today's topic, the face of Satan. I know his face looking real ugly right about now. Yes, sir. Because he's an ugly enemy. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, let's make his face look even more twisted up and foul. Revelation chapter number 20. Look at this already defeated foe. Revelation chapter number 20. You want to see what Satan looks like? Here we go. Look at Revelation chapter number 20. We're going to look at verses 1 through 3, then we're going to skip down to verse 7. All right. Revelation chapter number 20, verse 1 says, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit." So the key to the bottomless pit is in heaven, all right? That's why the angel coming down from heaven. He already got the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and he bound him for 1,000 years. Angel bound Satan. Just because Satan is the enemy of God does not mean he is equal to the power of the Almighty God, okay? He's the enemy of God, yeah, but he is not in no way equal to God at all. Strength, nothing. Wit, nothing. Wisdom, none of that, you know what I'm saying? So the angel laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Verse 3 says, and he cast him into the bottomless pit, a bottomless pit now. A bottom, I ain't got no bottom. That means you just constantly falling? Well, hell is. God, just constantly falling. No, what? Bottomless pit and fire and worms and everything. Verse 3, and he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till the thousand
years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. Mm-hmm. So bound him up, then going to release him. Because God is still in control. And guess what? The devil still got, he worked for God. All right? That's why all things work for your good. Even the attacks are from the enemy, they work out for your good when you love the Lord and you're about his business. All right? Because God is the one that's in complete control. He is the Almighty. Revelation chapter number 20, let's go down to verse 7. It says, now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison. But look, somebody put him in prison. That's who we are pointing to. God, the Almighty, your Father, your Heavenly Father, the one who loves you, Jesus the Christ, the one who came to save you, not Satan. Screw him. He's already defeated. All right? Verse 7, Revelation 20. Now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from prison, from his prison. So somebody controlling Satan too. All right? And will go out to deceive the nations. This is what Satan going to do when he's released from his prison. Verse 8, Revelation 20. He will go out to deceive the nations, which are in the four corners of the earth, north, south, east, and west, four corners. All right? Gog and Magog. And matter of fact, this got something to do with Russia. Matter of fact, yeah, this new revelation. Gog and Magog, they got something to do with Russia. And right now, something has really just popped off in Russia. Something major is happening in Russia. Tell me the Bible ain't true. You a lie. Gog and Magog, together, them together to battle. So could this be the gathering together for the Armageddon? You always heard about it. Now we're getting there. We're approaching it. You know what I'm saying? So Gog and Magog, remember that now. They got something to do with Russia. I ain't lying. You know what I'm talking about? Together, them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. Verse 9 says, then they went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints. So they come to attack the saints, the upright ones, the righteous ones, right? The ones that's not scared of the devil. You know what I'm talking about? They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven. It ain't going to just fall out the sky. That's what people say, but the Bible say fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. So you're right. It don't just come out of the sky. It came down through the sky from God out of heaven, and it devoured those that were surrounding the camp of the saints, those that's trying to remove the foundation of this earth. You know what I'm saying? The foundation. The Bible says if the foundations are moved, what shall the righteous do? So they are trying to remove the foundation, but God. All right? Verse 10 says, the devil who deceived them, he was cast into the lake of fire. Look at that. The big bad devil, huh? He was cast into the lake of fire, verse 10, Revelation 20. And brimstone, where the beast, mark of the beast, and the false prophet. And one, y'all want to look at signs, the false prophet showing signs. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. The devil going to get tormented. The beast going to get tormented. And the prophet going to get tormented day and night forever. Going to get thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. You know what I mean? All right, now skip down to verse number 14. Same chapter, Revelation 20. Skip down to verse number 14. It says, then death, look at this now. Then death and Hades, which is hell, were cast into the lake of fire. What? How, you just said Hades was hell, and I just read that Hades were cast into the lake of fire. So death and hell is going to get thrown into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. Yeah, death and hell. Y'all think hell is the end. No, hell is not the end. Hell is like a holding cell for the lake of fire. You know what I'm saying? Hell is like a big garbage bag outside of heaven. So you see what's going on over there, but you can't get to it. And it's hot over there where you at it. You can't get no opportunity to repent or nothing. All right? So death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. See, the book of life, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the tree of life was right there too. So you still have the right. Jesus came to destroy everything that the devil did and to make you back right with God so that you can have, so you can eat from that tree of life. That was they blocked off with the sword and everything. You know what I mean? That we were cut off from. Your name could be written in the book of life through Jesus, the Christ. All right? And we're going to end with these scriptures. Go back to John 10 and 10. We're going to read it some more. We started off with John 10 and 10. We're going to end with John 10 and 10 through verses number 14. Again, shouts out much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate you tuning in. Tell your folks we be up in here every Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern if they want to catch us live. If they miss us live, they can always go into the archive. Every past show we do, just click on, you know, Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, click on it, and all our shows come up, man. So whatever one that you know, that God leads you to, hey, listen to it. There's a lot of them on there. I say it's over 300 different episodes that we have already done. We've been on here for about 3 years now. So, yeah, let's go. John chapter number 10, verses 10 through 14, and we're going to end with that. It says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come, Jesus has come, that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, the one that don't care for the sheep, a hireling, he who is no shepherd, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, he sees the wolf coming, and he leaves the sheep, and he flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. So a true shepherd is not a coward. A coward runs. A true shepherd put his life on his line for the sheep. All right, verse 13 says, the hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. That's the devil. He don't care. Verse 14, here is Jesus right here. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I'm known by my own. The enemy, Satan, hates God, and he hates God's human creation, whom God loves. He hurt God by tricking us. And still, you know, to this day, he hurts God by tricking us, you know, like Adam and Eve, you know, humans, by tricking us. He hurts God by tricking us to be intimate with him, which is evil, all right? But God outdid and undoes, I repeat, God outdid and undoes through Jesus. I'm going to repeat it again. But God, he outdid and he outdoes Satan through Jesus. Choose Christ. Choose life. That's all I got to say about that. Wanda, if you're still on the phone, you're still on the line.
Yes, I'm here.
You can make closing remarks, and you can take us out with prayer if you would, Wanda. Go ahead.
Okay. All I can say is don't be deceived. Because Satan is a liar, he's a thief, he's a deceiver, and believe me, Jesus said he's the father of all lies, so he will trick you, but you got to know Jesus. If you have that knowledge and that knowledge of Jesus inside of you, you know that Jesus is love and he is the ruler over all things, including Satan with his lying self. So you just tell Satan, get away from me. I rebuke you. Get away from me. I tear you down. And if he don't move, you move him out your way. And that's what I'm going to say about that. You use Jesus. You use the power that Jesus put within you, and you fight Satan, and you let him know that he has no dominion over you, that you have power through and victory through Jesus Christ. And I'm going to pray right now. Lord, I pray that everyone that's listening know you. And if they don't know you, that they get to know you, Father God. Lord,
yes,
that they put their trust and belief and their faith in you, Father God. Open their spiritual eyes, Father God. Let you dwell within them, Father God. Let them receive you, Father God, so that they can live in this earth but not of this earth, Father God. And let them be able to fight Satan and use the swords to so we can have the right to the tree of life, Father God. And Lord, I ask right now in your name, Jesus, that you bind all strongholds that come against God's people, Father God, because we are the head and not the tail. Satan is the tail.
Hallelujah.
We have power over him. We can stomp on his head, Father God. We crush his head right now in the name of Jesus, because we have all power over him, and he has no power over us. He's doomed. He is already defeated in Jesus' name right now, Lord. I ask right now, God, that you move all strongholds and have your own way in everyone's life, Father God. And I know right now, Jesus, that you're making our people stronger. You're making them wiser, Father God, and that you're letting them know that they're not no weakness, Father God. They're strong. They're like lions. They're like kings. They're queens. They're the heir of the throne, Father God, and that they don't have to be ruled by Satan, because Satan is a peasant.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what I'm talking about, powerful prayer, real prayer. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all hear our hearts on this broadcast every Saturday, man. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much, much love to all those that's listening, man. We be back next Saturday, man. You know what I'm talking about? Tell a friend.
Yes.
Be up in here when hip-hop meets the Christ. We'll holler. Deuces.
Amen.
Yeah. It's a war cry, man. Time to make them demons flee, homie. Yeah. God the praises every day that I'm breathing. You might give it when I want it, but you got it when I need it. Listen, Jesus, I know you would sacrifice for the people, so I am here with a reason. I'm turning demons to pieces. I put the light on your secrets and then I silence your legions. I ain't afraid of no demons. Disciples ride with me. As long as I'm in his word, his light gon' shine on me. I put them light on them demons. It ain't no hide for me. Amen. Hey, hey, amen. Hey, hey. Hey, amen. Hey, 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 amen. Hey, 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 amen. 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 Warriors and guards army, you can't harm me. No weapon formed against me will work. Don't try to charm me. I ain't a snake or devil, so you can't disarm me. I keep my head in this book. My father, he alarms me. I'm fully equipped and well prepared for the war. Precise when I strike to kill Babylon the whore. Chop Satan's head off too. Yeah, he don't want none. We rep with the one who on the cross said it was done. Yeah, I'm talking about the Son, or should I say Jesus. When things get crazy in life, it's in him that we trust. That's right. Trust in him all the way to push Satan back. Get on your knees and you pray. Thank God for making a way and praise him every day. And open up your mouth and join with these kings and say, hey, 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 amen. 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 Hey, hey. Hey, amen. Hey, 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 amen. Hey, 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 amen. Hey, 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 amen. Hey, hey, amen.
Yo, preacher boy,
preacher,
Mr. Ricky Monroe.
What up, Rick?
Here, let y'all know there ain't nobody scared of the devil.
Yo.
Listen, 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says that God has not given us a spirit of fear,
okay,
but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Right.
So with that, we declare this. Hey,
ain't nobody scared of the devil.
The devil fly hard on me, and he praying that I slip, but I won't slip, and I won't fall, no, I can't fall, with a God like mine, I can't fall, big K is like a pit bull, let me out him, ain't nobody scared of the devil, and I walk through the valley with my chest out wide, cause I feel no man, and I pray only to God, cause it was just a few months ago, when a brother didn't have a soul. Should've been scared, I was looking at the face of the devil, but I was ready for war, been ready, could've been in the grave, could've been behind bars, or statistics, but I am not a statistic, or a misfit, trying to fit in with society, cause society is biased, come to the man that supplies it, come to the man that supplies it, come to the man, thanks to the Lord and the Lord only, cause he was there when my money got a little funny, and friends turn to enemies, and they still wanna be a friend of me. Nah, gold watch, I'm blinging. Material things, I don't need them. I'm in the back of the trap, preaching those who don't go to church, but still, yeah, trying to save as many souls as possible. Scared of the devil? Nah, forget that. I ain't never scared. Since day one, I ain't been never scared.
Ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody, ain't nobody scared of the devil. 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 God died and rose 3 days later, so ain't nobody scared of the devil. 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 God died and rose 3 days later, so ain't nobody scared of the devil.
Ain't nobody scared of the devil. My praise is a weapon, yeah, I'm ready for whatever. Times I've been down, couldn't see no leper. God picked me up, cause he knew me better. Been a lot of storms, I'm stuck in the weather. Steady trying to walk, can't shake this pressure. Chains of a pressure on my neck like a sweater. I work for his name, and see my breath. And I rep that cross, that G, that O, that D. Why the world can't get like me? I do it for his name, now my name in the streets. It's all about Jesus, son of a king. Calling my El Shaddai, such a friend of mine. Praise walking through the speaker's crunch time. It's been a long time coming, but I made it out. By grace, grace, mercy, I rap about. My father, the author, creator of all. I'm desperately seeking his face, walking by faith. So if I shift all his grace, I know he will cleanse every stain, break every chain, remove the hurt and the pain, offer the love of his praise. Rose from the dead with the key to the grave, lifting our hands and together we pray. Like in Jesus Christ, who got victory. No enemy can't stop it. Though a lot of trials seem to keep coming, gotta endure the race, then I'm running. Not to the swift, nor to the strongest, but to the one that stand on his promise. He love me first, gotta pay homage. In his will, still I'm astonished.
Ain't nobody scared of the devil. 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 God died and rose 3 days later, so ain't nobody scared of the devil. 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 God died and rose 3 days later, so ain't nobody scared of the devil.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know the Lord is with me and it's only a test. Crucifixion, resurrection, conquer death and such a blessing. Wash away my sins, he is so glorious. Walk by faith and truly trust. When he leaves victorious, all they knew through him for us. Even when I fell for the trick of the enemy, God spared me, conquer death and from myself. Lift me up when my head fell, fly me from death, would have went to hell. Comforting me when it seemed too hard for me to deal. God is the true definition of real.
This is your track today. Ain't nobody scared of the devil. 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 God died and rose 3 days later, so ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody scared of the devil.